The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It is time for Good Money Moves. Welcome back. I'm Andy Brownell, and of course, I'm joined by Jenna Tobel, our financial expert from First Alliance Credit Union. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
So last week we talked about kids' debit cards versus traditional allowances.
Mm-hmm.
What topic will we be exploring this week on Good Money Moves?
Yeah, we are digging into a great topic, buying a home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of those American dreams that everyone has, home buying. And it is a huge milestone for a lot of people. The challenge of getting to the point where you can buy that home can feel like a really steep climb, though, because first you have to save up for that down payment. And that's a huge hurdle for a lot of people. But it doesn't have to be as big of a hurdle as you might think. You know, with the right tools and resources, it is very doable. So let me back up a few steps and start with some basics. What exactly is a down payment, and why is it so important for our listeners who are not familiar with some of this terminology? So a down payment is the amount of money you pay up front when purchasing a home. Most lenders require it as a way to show that you're serious about the investment that you're about to make.
Yeah.
A mortgage is a huge commitment. It's, you know, 30 years usually, and a large amount of money that you're borrowing. So they want you to have a little skin in the game, if you will, up front.
Right.
And then what this also does is it essentially reduces the risk that they're taking on by lending you this money when you make a contributing down payment to that mortgage. So traditionally, people think that they need that 20% of the home's price as the down payment. And so if you do some math quick, let's just say on a $200,000 home, that's about $40,000.
Yeah, that seems really daunting.
That is a huge, it's a staggering number when you think about it that way. But there are actually plenty of options that let you pay significantly less in a down payment. And there are some programs out there that can actually help you get into a home faster with less than 20% down.
I think a lot of people are scared away from even beginning the process because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd call it a myth about the 20%.
Yeah, it is a little bit. And it's not, I think the challenge is that that's like the recommended amount. That 20% is kind of what's recommended. And the reason for that, and if you were listening to, you know, episodes a couple weeks ago, we were talking about private mortgage insurance. That 20% is that magical number around private mortgage insurance, sure, which is why that's the rule of thumb to go by, is that 20%. So that's where that number comes from.
Okay. But even if we get past the 20%, let's say I get it down to about $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure for someone starting out, that's still an enormous amount of money.
It is. Yeah. I mean, especially if you have never really saved a large lump sum of money before, even trying to save $2,000 can feel really daunting. But yeah, that, you know, first time home buyers are tend to have entry level incomes. They're probably balancing student loans or childcare expenses, you know, for the first time. So there's a lot going on for most first time home buyers. But this is where kind of shifting your mindset around this can make a world of difference. So instead of thinking of the down payment as this one time, you know, one massive expense that you have to just come up with all of a sudden, you have to break it down for yourself into these smaller, more achievable goals and then start working towards that bigger number. So for instance, if you save $300 a month, that's what, about $3,600 by October, right? And over $10,000 in 3 years' time.
So yeah,
you know, if that's a doable amount that you can put away into savings, you'll get there pretty quickly. And then, of course, you think about, too, this is what I did to get my home is I took all the tax refunds that I would get every year and I stuffed those into a special savings account instead of going out and spending it on a TV or a couch or, you know, whatever the thing was, like something fun. I saved it towards a down payment on a house. Or if you get work bonuses, you can add to that. And, you know, at that point, you're going to be well on your way even faster to getting to that number that you need for that down payment. So you could, of course, consider asking for monetary gifts, you know, from relatives, friends, if you have people who are willing to throw that kind of money at you. But I think another important thing to think about is to really just track your spending for a month and see where you can maybe cut back to be able to build up that down payment money a little bit faster, right? I mean, think about little things like skipping takeout twice a week or putting a pause on a streaming service that you're not really even using that much.
Yeah.
You know, just those little adjustments and then take that money you're using and put it towards this. Again, little bits over time add up really quickly. So
it's
really
a priority.
Exactly. You have to. And just be consistent with it, right? Every dollar saved gets you closer to not only financial stability, but also the pride that comes with owning your own home. So, and if you, again, that $40,000 is a big sum of money. And with housing prices where they are today, I'm not even sure $200,000 house is a realistic number. So you might be looking at even more than that if you're looking at trying to get into something bigger. So there are actually programs out there that can kind of help you bridge the gap between what you've saved and what that particular lender is asking you for in a down payment, depending on the program.
You know, you mentioned, you know, skipping takeout a couple mm-hmm. of times a week. And yeah. you think about it, a meal for two at takeout, I don't care. Even if you skip, it's $30.
Easy.
Maybe 50 realistically.
Yeah.
That's $100 a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have $400 right there per month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It adds up faster than you think. It really does.
Okay. You mentioned programs. What mm-hmm. we'll do is we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of these programs that can get you on the way to owning that home that you always wanted to own. It's Good Money Moves with Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
You're listening to Good Money Moves with Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell. The topic today is getting that down payment, getting that home that you've always dreamed of. And before we went into the break, Jenna, you mentioned programs out there that can make the task of putting together the down payment to get into the home more manageable. Maybe you could elaborate.
Yeah. There are several types of loans and resources out there that are designed to make homeownership more affordable. So the first one that comes to mind, and most people have probably heard of this, the FHA loans. These are the most popular choice for first-time homebuyers or those looking to like rebuild credit. These are actually government-backed mortgage loans, and they're designed to make homeownership accessible, especially for people who maybe don't have perfect credit or have a huge savings account that they can pull from for a down payment. So let me put this into perspective for a minute. So I mentioned earlier on a $200,000 home, that traditional 20% down payment would be about $40,000. Again, most people, especially those just starting out, that is an overwhelming amount of money to save, and they may never be able to save that in a realistic time frame. But with an FHA loan, you actually only need 3.5% down, or about $7,000 on that $200,000 home. That 7,000, that's doable. That's achievable. That's a game changer for a down payment. So FHA loans also allow for higher debt to income ratios, meaning if you have things like student loans or other debts, you're not automatically disqualified from getting access to those funds. Plus, these loans often come with lower interest rates compared to something like a conventional loan, which means lower monthly payments, which then helps keep your overall budget a little bit more manageable. Another advantage is that FHA loans allow you to roll closing costs into your mortgage, which can help reduce some of the upfront cash that you need even further. We mentioned earlier too, if you're worried about that private mortgage insurance, that PMI that I mentioned, FHA loans don't actually require that, but the premiums are generally lower than that on other types of loans. So really what makes FHA loans even more accessible is, again, their flexibility. So for example, they allow alternative credit history. So if you've been consistently paying rent, utilities, or even cell phone bills, those payments can be factored into your creditworthiness. So this kind of flexibility, again, just opens the door for home ownership. So more people could probably qualify than they might otherwise think with this program. Again, it's something you do have to qualify for, and it's not the right fit for everyone, but it is a huge opportunity for those who are in a little bit different of a financial situation, but feel ready to take on home ownership.
So when you say qualified, I take it there's income restrictions.
I mean, it's a government program, so they have different parameters that you would have to qualify for those. And there's a couple other programs too. So FHA is one. The other two that I want to bring up are the USDA loans. These ones are designed for buyers looking to purchase homes in like rural areas or even smaller communities. And what's great is that rural doesn't necessarily mean like farmland. It could just include small towns or suburban neighborhoods. So the USDA program requires no down payment. I mean, they would still encourage you to have one, but it does have pretty competitive interest rates. Again, lower mortgage insurance premiums compared to other loans. USDA loans also have income limits based on your area. So they are specifically tailored to help low to moderate income families. So if you're looking for an affordable home in like a quiet area, this program could be really worth exploring.
I know people have taken advantage of this for homes that are, I mean, really close to Rochester.
Yeah. Yeah. There are surrounding communities of Rochester that will qualify for this program. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the other one I want to mention too is VA loans. So these are a powerful benefit for veterans, right? VA, active duty military members and their families. So these loans offer a no down payment option, no private mortgage insurance options, lower interest rates compared to conventional loans in most cases. Imagine not needing a down payment and still getting the best rates. That's really the beauty of VA loans. So they also allow sellers to pay some or all of the closing costs, again, kind of reducing your upfront expenses even more. So, you know, for those who have served our country, a VA loan really represents a really good opportunity to achieve home ownership without as much financial strain. It's one of the most probably significant benefits available to military families, and it can truly transform lives. Home ownership, there's a reason it's the American dream. It builds wealth. So,
yep. And the men and women who served certainly deserve that benefit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Earlier on, you mentioned gifts.
Yes.
Going to grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or her aunt or uncle, whoever it may be, and say, hey, any way you can help out?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize that you can use gifted funds as a down payment to help you buy a house. Of course, you'd have to be lucky enough to have a family member or a loved one who likes you enough to give you that kind of money.
And has resources.
Exactly. So, but you can absolutely use those funds as long as they are documented properly. And so here's kind of high level how this works. I mean, we could do a whole episode probably around gifted funds for mortgages, but in general, here's how it works. So many loan programs, including FHA loans, allow gift money to be used for your down payment. But to ensure everything is above board, lenders will require a minimum of two things. One, a gift letter. And this is just a written statement from the person giving the gift, confirming that the money is not a loan and does not need to be repaid. And two, proof of the transfer. So this could include a copy of the check, bank statement, you know, wire transfer showing that the funds moved from their account into yours. This can be super helpful because using these gifted funds, you really like lighten the financial load. So for example, if you saved $5,000 but needed that $7,000 to qualify for that FHA loan, you know, your family member's gift could be that $2,000. That can make all the difference. So it's important to explore all of your options when trying to come up with your down payment. And I think what I really like about this option is that it lets families really work together to achieve long-term financial stability, because home ownership doesn't just benefit the buyer. It really does create a ripple effect of financial security for generations, and home ownership really does build stronger communities overall. So this is a great option.
And it may offer a little bit of a carrot for younger people to, you know, be nice to mom and dad.
Yeah.
It might just pay off. Or grandma and grandpa, whatever it may be.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to be the rebel, you know, comes time, they might not be there to help you out. Who knows? But you were talking about the documentation. I remember our first mortgage, which was an FHA.
Yeah.
You had anything that happened in your account past the time you applied for that loan had to be documented.
Yes.
Whether it be a paycheck or whatever, you know, if you got a bonus from work, you better be able to document it was a bonus from work.
100%. Yeah. And that's true for a lot of mortgages. They don't want you doing a bunch of big financial transactions and decisions when you're in the process of trying to close on a mortgage. Just close your mortgage and then go do whatever else it is you're going to do. So
don't mess around. Okay. We need to take a break. When we come back, you have some specific programs, don't you, to talk about that can help with down payment that are beyond the different types of mortgages.
I do.
Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union. We'll have that and more when we return on Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good Money Moves. Topic today is getting together a down payment so you can achieve the American dream and buy a home. Mm-hmm. Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union is providing us with great information on how to get there. But we mentioned mortgages, different types of mortgages, some requiring reduced or no down payment. But there are programs out there, Jenna, right, that will actually give you funds to cover the down payment. Am I right?
Yeah. Actually, there's a handful of them, and some of them specifically through our state only. So congratulations if you live in Minnesota. Some of these are exclusive to you. There's really three programs that I just want to call out that I think people who are looking to buy a home and struggling to save for that down payment should look into. I can't go into a bunch of detail on these, but there's a lot of good information online about these two. So take some time to look into these. It's the Minnesota Housing Startup Program. So this program offers up to $53,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance.
Wow.
Yeah. Like big numbers for first-time home buyers. So this is a huge financial boost and can really make all the difference in getting into your first home. So again, there's qualifying parameters around all of these programs that I would encourage you to go look into, but there are some really good options out there for people.
And I had read, Jenna, that, you know, they say first time home buyer, but that's kind of, you know, it doesn't absolutely have to be the very, very first time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's different.
There's some weird rules in there.
There are. So yeah, look into it. Cause even if you've bought a home before, you could, depending on your specific situation, could still qualify for things like this. So don't count yourself out. So another one that I think is really interesting is the HUD Good Neighbor Next Door Program. So HUD, H-U-D, a Good Neighbor Next Door Program. This one specifically is aimed more at teachers, firefighters, law enforcement officers, and like first responder emergency personnel. And this program offers up to 50% off the price of eligible homes. So it's like an amazing way for what I would call our community heroes to achieve home ownership, right? So if you're a teacher or an emergency first responder and you're looking to buy a home, go check out this program. See if it is a good fit for you. If you would qualify, it could be exactly what you need.
It could be
life-changing. Absolutely. Absolutely. So this last one I want to talk about is the GMHC Minneapolis Houses for Heroes program. So this program provides up to $20,000 in forgivable loans for National Guard members and veterans. So this fund can be used for down payments, closing costs, or even like home improvements. And again, the loan is forgiven after 5 years of residency in the home that it was used to fund. So
is that only in the Twin Cities or?
That one is based in the Twin Cities, but I don't know for sure if the home has to be based in the Twin Cities. Yeah.
Google
it. Yep. Dig deeper.
Yeah,
and I am by no means a expert on these programs. I just know that they exist. So I feel like it's important to tell people about them.
Well, yeah, it's important that if you're in that situation, just get out there and search. I bet even talk to a lender. And
yeah.
They might be able to point you in the right direction.
Oh, for sure. I have no doubt, you know, even our home lenders here at First Alliance probably know way more about these programs than I do. Oh, and they probably even know about more of them than I do. So
all right.
Ask.
So any final advice for listeners who are, you know, out there dreaming of owning a home?
Yeah, don't let the idea of this giant down payment stop you from achieving your dream of home ownership. Like I mentioned at the start of the show, just get started, break it down into smaller goals, explore all the programs that are available to you, lean on trusted resources like your mortgage lenders at First Alliance. Home ownership really is more achievable than you think. And even though housing prices seem kind of scary right now, there are still ways to achieve home ownership and have affordable payments and really kind of check that life goal off your box.
And you know, the numbers are daunting, but if you look back, factored in for inflation, home ownership, you could argue that, and people are going to think I'm nuts when I say this, you could argue that it's actually more affordable today than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know how that math maths, but I'll trust Andy.
I've seen it. I've seen bar graphs and everything else that show. But the problem is, unfortunately, for especially young people, the other costs out there, the costs of childcare, the costs of healthcare, they have gone up a lot faster.
Yeah.
So the piece of pie available for home ownership is that. I think that's what makes it a lot more difficult rather than the actual price of the homes.
That's a very fair assessment.
Don't give up though. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep working at it.
As always, as you mentioned, we're skimming the surface here. So where do you think would be a good place to look if I wanted to find out more about down payments, mortgages, or other good money moves?
Yes. As always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice regularly. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, and Spotify. And as always, I encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. We are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Jenna, thanks again, as always.
Yeah.
And we'll get together again next week for another Good Money Moves right here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.